In this city, although the fact that we have lots of water, have a shortage in the summer in being able to supply that water to us. How do you propose to supply a large enough quantity of water with the present growth to the present citizens and future without causing a drawdown effect around the landfill, which will end up polluting our water? And should you in the future decide to revisit the landfill, guarantee our water quality?
John?
Yeah, I was talking to Peter Bassetto the other day to give me a picture of our water supply and what the thing looks like. The water supply, I'll put it this way. I said, Peter, how deep do our wells go? Because my late spouse's sister, north of Fergus, and she had to go down 600 feet to find water. She was just northwest of Fergus. And I said to Peter, how deep are these wells that we've got? He says, oh, 100 feet. Some maybe 200 feet, nothing very deep. What we have below us, we were very fortunate in the sense that we've got this fractured shale, fractured limestone. So we have water from Lake Huron, Georgian Bay, filtering through this stratum. And I said to Peter, how much are we pumping? And he says, 53 million liters per day, which turns out to be 11.6 million imperial gallons, which is about 12 volumes of the reservoir or standpipe on Burney Street. Each day, there seemed to be an abundance of water. In fact, I would say probably you shouldn't have to pay for any water. There's so much of it. This is true. It is true. The reason you're being paid for water, you're being charged for water, is to pay for salaries of those who operate the pumps, the lab, and whatever. So really, it could be free. Right now, you are paying 56 cents for one steer. Now, one steer is 250 imperial gallons. So if you take a bath, 5 gallons of water costs you a penny. It's cheap. But anyway, so we have all this water. We're taking out all this. We haven't got the height to get the pressure to cut an artesian well. So we have pumps. There are three in Arco, another two coming on stream, very shallow wells, and 13 presently in the city. So right now we're pumping 11.6 million gallons per day. And anything that we take out is being replenished from the lakes. We are part of the Great Lakes system. Now, this stratum of limestone goes from Tobermory through to Niagara Falls, over westerly, past Brantford, okay? Then you run into sandy soil. So,
John, can you wrap up?
Yes.
Thanks.
Want to know any more?
Go ahead.
So what is your question? There is no problem.
At the risk of repeating the question of Billy Craven, can you answer, please?
A month before the election, the mayor informs us we have 40 or 50 year supply of water. Well, my question is, we have this 40 or 50 supply of water. Why have we had such these great drastic reductions of our water in the summertime? We either have the water, we don't have the water, and I've been told by an expert from Orangeville to Hamilton is the area where the Redstone Guelph water supplies will come from. It won't be solved by the city of Guelph. It will be solved between every municipality, between Orangetown and Hamilton. Thank you.
Okay.
Yes, I answered earlier that water will be the main priority for the future of Guelph, not only for the current citizens and its supply and sources and reservoirs, but it will be for whether we can go forward on our commercial and industrial development. Water is extremely important. So we will work with it. We will make sure that we do some planning for future use, and hopefully what they told us last week with the new wells coming on site, that there will be sufficient water for us all.
Karen?
There is a new water supply coming on for next year. Extensive testing goes on to ensure that not only does it not impact neighboring wells, but it doesn't have influence in terms of drawing from other areas. The master plan that will be completed next year will finally answer the question, how many homes and businesses can our water supply support? Certainly our staff have data to demonstrate that there's a great deal of water locally in our area right now. The reason why we've had the level of restrictions we've had is because we've gone through a cycle of drought. There were restrictions in the late 80s, there was restrictions in the 70s, there was restrictions in the 60s in this cycle of drought. And it's because the levels in our rivers have dropped to such a low level that the province has asked us to cut back on our water supply to protect the ecology of the rivers. To give you an example, you know, often I hear, every now and then I hear, well, a pipeline, if we had a pipeline. Milton has a pipeline, and they had water restrictions this year because the water level also during drought drops in lakes. And the issue there is not volume of water. The issue there is the water quality becomes so poor that the cost of treating the water so that you can drink it is so expensive that you can't waste it using it on lawns. And so they end up with water restrictions as well. We've looked at the alternative day lawn watering program. The reason why we have it in place is because it's cost effective. It saves you money. We've looked at, you could build the infrastructure. You could build the reservoir. You could build the wells so that you could water your garden, your lawn, any day you wanted to and not on an alternative day schedule.
I apologize, Karen. Sorry. I've only got about 10 seconds left.
And it would be a 700% increase in your water rates. And that's why we haven't moved forward.
Thanks.
Well, I say, first of all, yes, our water table across the province has been reduced dramatically over the last number of years, and that's an issue that we need to make sure that we're addressing at the local level. A 50-year water supply is great, but, you know, it dwindles fast with the increase in use each year, and we need to make sure that it's going to be there for us in the future. What I'll do as mayor is ensure that, our development doesn't outgrow our infrastructure. We need to make sure that we're not spreading ourselves too thin, because the farther we spread ourselves, the harder it is to get those resources to where they go and the more water sits in those pipes. Furthermore, I think we also need to revisit the amount of use that certain people are afforded in this community. People on wells have a relatively unlimited use of their water. There are caps on it, but they're astronomically high, and I think that needs to be revisited. I also think that the usage of that industry makes has to be taken into account, and there need to be new taxes and a way of addressing their use and their pollution of our water systems.
I apologize. That's okay. Time is finite, and I apologize to the members of the audience that didn't get to ask the questions.